Welcome to Dharma Glow. We're a community of conscious beings who are devoted to co-creating new earth. We value joy, peace, equity, and love. Our mission is to ignite the essence of our community by sharing tools for liberation and inspiration. Join us on the path to purpose, peace, and universal harmony. It's time to come together to awaken our inner radiance. Let's glow, fam. Enjoy this podcast where we showcase some of the brightest minds and hearts in the creative space, in the healing space. It's all here to inspire you. And if you're inspired by what you hear today, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, as that'll really help spread the energy of this movement. Thank you. Enjoy the vibrations. So before we get started, I just wanted to let y'all know that we have monthly community events that bring in great artists from all over the world that are raising consciousness and spreading the vibrations of love. In October, we have the magical sounds of Lundrell. So he'll be coming through to play music off his album Stay Free and also share some of his poetry. I'll be sharing from my book From Infinity to Infinity, and we'll have yoga, silent disco, vegan food, high vibration cold pressed juices, and all that. It's amazing. So if those type of events are something you want to experience, make sure you go to dharmaglow.com and sign up for the email list to stay tapped in. Once again, that is dharmaglow.com. Join our email list and you will get notifications when tickets go on sale and when we have other community events that you're not going to want to miss. All right, let's get into the episode. What's up, fam? It's Dijon. I'm very excited today for this episode. I'm here with Alyssa Boyer. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Super excited to chat.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. For those of you that aren't familiar with Alyssa's work, one thing she specializes in is teaching people that are identify as HSP how to navigate the world. She has a broader scope of work in that, but as an HSP, I really resonate with her work, not just in the content of what she's sharing, but how she shares it, because she has a really cool artistic flair that makes it not only digestible, but like fun to interact with. So thank you for hitting both the content and the aesthetic realms with your expression.
Oh, thank you so much. I always love to hear that because the aesthetic is important to me as a highly sensitive person. Before I was doing this work, I followed other accounts. There's so many amazing ones out there, but a lot of them are very like muted colors and all of that, which works for a lot of people. But for me, I've always been like bright colors, all of that. That's like really important to me. And I'm like, there's going to be certain people out there that just get it. So love to hear that.
Yeah, it's totally a part of the transmission. Do you have a background in art, or where did you get that sort of sensibility?
I have no background in art. As a kid, I always was like very creative. I was always writing my own little books and doing illustrations. But as I got older, that kind of fell to the wayside. The whole thing like, oh, what are you gonna, you can't make a living doing this. So I stopped like writing and creating for like many years. I'm sure we'll get into it, but just a couple of years ago that I got back into creating, and it was like the floodgates opened because I'm just naturally a very creative person. But for a long time, I actually wasn't tapped into that. So it's so fun for me. I just love it.
It feels like you're having fun.
I am having so much fun. It's like hard. People are like, how do you post so much on Instagram? I'm like, it's hard for me not to post. Like I have never ending ideas.
I feel you. So you were just mentioning that as a kid, you used to create a lot. And I would love to hear your story all the way from the beginning, like about your childhood and where you grew up, all the way to being where you're at now. So if you could share your life story in 3 minutes and 33 seconds, I would love that.
Yes, 3 minutes, 33 seconds. That's great. Yeah, so I was born and raised in Minnesota. I lived in a small town, just normal upbringing there. Nothing too interesting to speak of, to be honest with you. But like I said, yeah, I was always a very creative kid. I just would spend hours in my room drawing, writing little poems. I would make books for my family and like, have them read my little books. Some of them were really weird, but that was just my thing. So that was a huge part of me as a person. I remember even in elementary school, for a while, I was like really into drawing little like animal characters. And so I would draw animals for the kids in my class. And I also designed our fifth grade yearbook cover. So that was like always part of me. It was very creative. And as a person, I was always very sensitive. I was always like a pretty emotional, moody kid. Had a lot of friends. Like I think I was always really good at connecting on a deep emotional level with people. But at home, I just was always like feeling a lot. And I was just, yeah, an intense person. I was like writing poems in high school and all of that. So I feel like I've always just had a lot of, I don't know, feelings and things like that. So expressing was really good for me. But yeah, like I mentioned earlier, as I went through life and got older, the creative part of me fell to the wayside. I always loved to write, but I didn't really know what I could do like for a career with that. I was like, oh, I'd love to write a book one day, but I just always heard it's hard to make a living as a writer, all of these things. So I shifted directions and I ended up going to college for retail merchandising and management. So I wanted to work at a corporate retail company and I didn't really know what that would look like, but it seemed like glamorous to me. So that's the route I took, which honestly is cool in itself. I enjoy that industry a lot. I've always liked to shop and you get to be around clothes and stuff like that. So that was really fun. But when I graduated college, I got my first job. It was out in Southern California. And like I said, I grew up in Minnesota. When I graduated, I didn't know that I was going to move to California. I had no set plan, actually. It was like pretty crazy. I just was like, whatever, we'll see what happens. So I was working at Nordstrom for a while, applying for jobs all over the country. I forgot I had applied for this job in California. I ended up getting a phone call from them. And they're like, hey, could you move out here in 3 weeks for this internship? It pays $10 an hour. And I was like, yes. And so I was 22, moved to California with like literally 3 weeks and lived in a woman's house, a random woman I found on, I think it was on Craigslist or something. My parents like helped me vet it. And it was wild. So yeah, I got into the retail industry and my first job really was like working with a lot of numbers, lots of Excel spreadsheets. It was not as glamorous as I anticipated it would be, but it was a cool opportunity for sure. And as time passed, my first corporate retail job, it became a really stressful environment. The sales at the company were starting to plummet. And so when that happens, there's people get really stressed out and there began to be a lot of like finger pointing and stress. And for me being so sensitive, I was so impacted by this environment. I ended up developing severe digestive issues, which totally brought me to my knees. Like I got to a point where I could hardly eat anything. And long story short, with the digestive issues, I eventually started to see a holistic doctor who helped me heal. And he brought to my attention that I had a lot of subconscious beliefs that were keeping me sick. I was just really hard on myself and I was really impacted by my environment. And a lot of it had to do with these old beliefs that I was hanging on to that were really unhealthy for me. So working with him, I started getting into spirituality because I heard meditation helped with stress reduction. So got into that. And all of this now brings me to the work I'm doing today, because as I worked with my holistic doctor and started learning about myself and about personal development and spirituality, I was like obsessed. I was like so inspired and I was like overflowing with like inspiration. So I started blogging. I was like, okay, you got to start a blog, because I wanted to share the things I was learning. And I was like, I can't just share this in Facebook posts. This is not appropriate. I need to like blog about it. And so as soon as I started blogging, it was like, it just, I couldn't stop. I was like so obsessed. I got back in touch with that little girl who like always loved to write and create. And with that, I created my Instagram page. And that just, to me, it's always been like, I'm creating my own little world. It's just, it's my thing that I get to create and invite people in. And so it's been almost 2 years now of my Instagram and it really evolved. At first, it was just like sharing because I was inspired. And now it naturally moved into just really talking to HSPs because I was finding I was really lit up talking about that. And that's what people resonated with the most. So don't know, that's probably longer than 3:33, but hard to fit it all in.
That was exactly 3 minutes and 33 seconds.
You're kidding. I was like, oh gosh, that'd be wild.
That's an amazing story. I love knowing that you were a creative child and also showing HSP tendencies even then, which is really a superpower. And it usually gets cast as something that's negative. And probably if kids were like that now, they would get medicated, which is very unfortunate. But what I really appreciate about your story is just you coming across these opportunities and just like diving into them and being like, oh yeah, this job opportunity. Did you know anybody in California before you moved?
No, I did not know anyone in California. It was literally just like on a whim. It was pretty wild, actually.
Yeah, that's amazing. That takes a lot of courage. And I think that shows the type of person you are, that you're willing just to take the plunge like that. And also your openness, because when you started having these digestive issues and you were willing to seek non-traditional perspective, a lot of people wouldn't do that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And to actually take in that your subconscious beliefs or your mind was actually influencing your body. That's not a traditional Western concept. Like the Western concepts are all, it's all the body. The spirit is not connected. The energy body is not connected. But you knew it was. Your soul knew it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting you say that too, because the way I was raised, like small town Minnesota, like Midwest, like no one's like meditating and it's not like a thing. And just to like share, just for like more context, like I went to see 3 different gastroenterologists before I went to see a holistic doctor, because I went that traditional route thinking this is what you do, you take antibiotics, and none of it worked. And so I was like, wow, I have to like go this new way. And yeah, I guess I tend to be quite open. So I was like, all right, let's just see. And I was also like, I didn't want to feel like crap anymore. I just felt so sick. So definitely though, this, my soul was like, hey, we got to do something new here.
Totally. And I think that's a consistent path for healers, or people that are here to be teachers or leaders, is that somehow they're living their life out of alignment because they're living it in alignment with traditional mainstream society, which is obviously broken and not conducive to the overall health and well-being of our collective. And because of that suffering, they're forced to search for healing, learn these tools and practices, which they then integrate into their own lives and then achieve some level of mastery over, so that they can then share them with other people. It's like a constant journey. So for anyone out there who is currently struggling with something, there's a good chance that you're being called to heal and learn whatever, like master the challenge that you're facing, which maybe doesn't sound like a great thing, but Alyssa's embodiment of this, my embodiment of it, shows that there is a light on the other side that you're moving towards.
So true. And I think like what you were saying, just like, it's like alignment. And when we're out of alignment, we can only be alerted to that with discomfort, because if it's not uncomfortable, then we're just going to stay the same. So It usually takes some sort of illness or some big breakup or whatever it is, where it has to wake us up to see, oh, I'm not in alignment. And I always tell people now, that was one of the hardest times of my life, because I was so ill and it just like took so long to get better. But oh my gosh, like I wouldn't be where I'm at today without it. It was literally like a necessity to get me on my path. So it's crazy how it's so similar, and for each person, just it just looks a little bit different. Like how?
Totally. Pain is information. Suffering is when you're wallowing in the pain or resisting the pain. And I feel like to take pain, to keep it from going from suffering, the question is, what can I learn? Or what is this trying to teach me? Because if you're in that place, you're not just sitting in the discomfort without any hope of bettering it. You're actively trying to figure out how to alleviate it and transcend it.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. And once you have that perspective on it, it just makes all of life's challenges more bearable, because there's some sort of depth and some richness in it. Even though it's going to hurt and it's going to be uncomfortable, there's always some sort of nugget in there that you're going to find. And I even find that with like life's small annoyances and little things that trigger me, it's okay, what's the lesson here? What can I learn? How can I continue to be more in congruency with myself and what feels good to me?
Exactly. The universe isn't trying to punish us. It's trying to help us have the most expansive experience possible. And that's not a finite thing. Like, the universe is always expanding. So you're always going to be stimulated to grow more. No matter how far you come along the journey, it's always going to be prods to expand. So I'm curious, if you're like an outlier in your family, do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have a younger brother.
And does he have a similar path, or did he stay in Minnesota, or what?
He's totally different than me. So he lives in North Carolina. He's actually a scientist. So he went to school for chemical engineering. And so he's always had such a different brain than me. He's very much more like by the book and all of that, but it works for him. I think he seems quite happy and in alignment. Like, him as a scientist totally makes sense to me. But yeah, like, outlier, I'm the only person in my immediate family that has gone on to do this sort of path. But actually, when I look at like some of my relatives, like, I have a great aunt who is actually does energy healing, and she was like had her own business. So I do see actually some other family members. I also had a great grandfather who I never really got to know. And I later learned that he was like a very sensitive man and he owned his own business. So I kind of love hearing that, because I think there's some like threads that kind of I can relate to, but it wasn't like something where it's, oh, go be an entrepreneur. Like, it wasn't recommended.
Yeah, totally. I feel like entrepreneurship is the most challenging path, but it's also the most rewarding.
Couldn't agree more. I always tell people it's like a fast track to your own like personal growth, because it just brings up all of your insecurities,
right?
And it tests you every day. Are you going to show up? Are you going to let, you know, the fear of rejection or judgment or whatever stop you? It's crazy, but it's just so worth it.
Yeah, totally. How does your family respond to your path, or how have they? Maybe they're more open to it now than they were because you're so successful. But what has that been like?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll be transparent. Like, I still work full time. I actually have not made the full leap yet, but my full-time job, I work from home, and it actually really supports me financially to a point where I can be extremely creative and just do everything that feels good with my business. Mm. And it's actually allowed me to really set a foundation for myself that feels very supportive. So I haven't fully taken the leap yet, but just with me sharing, they've been very supportive from day one. I was at first like nervous, just like I wanted to get their approval naturally, especially with my dad. I always wanted him to approve of me, because my little brother is so smart, and he's smart in the same way my dad is. They're both engineers. So I remember distinctly one day my dad saying to me, I always knew, thought you would write a book one day. I've always thought of you as a writer. And that, I remember, it just brought me to tears, because I felt so validated. It was like, They always saw that in me. And they, it was a point like, we love you as you are, and we like know who you are. And so they weren't surprised. And now I hosted this like workshop on Facebook, gosh, I don't know, a couple months ago. And my mom helped me with moderating the group and helping with questions. And I guess my dad watched it with her. So that was just like really cute and supportive. So yeah, they've been good. It hasn't been a struggle, but I also didn't jump off a cliff and be like, all right, I'm just running away or anything. So yeah.
Yeah, you're pursuing your calling in a grounded way.
That's what it feels like to me. It feels good. And I'm very like, do I do a lot? Yes. Like, I'm doing a lot. I'm juggling a lot, but it's very, my purpose and the things that I want to do are so clear that I know what I want to spend my time on when I'm working on my business. So that has helped. So yeah, being grounded is really important for me.
Cool. Well, I appreciate the transparency. I think it's relatable and it just is very honest. So that's cool. Do you mind me asking what your other job is?
Yeah, no, I don't mind. So it's actually a cool company. I work for Vans, the shoe company, and I work as a retail financial planner. So I'm like forecasting trends and telling the buyers how much money they can spend and all of that. So it's actually like very different from my creative side, but I do have that like analytical aspect to me, which actually really helps with business because it's like very strategic mindset that like also really feeds me. So yeah, I appreciate having some structure and then having space for flow. And so this job also gives me that structure and all of that. So yeah, it's crazy though.
Yeah, that's great. I feel like every opportunity in life we have is preparing us for what we're supposed to do. So you may be learning a certain skill set at a certain job that will be applicable later. And I really realize that now because I have been doing the entrepreneurial thing for 10 years now. I've worn so many hats in the building of my own business, from like building the websites to learning the social media stuff, to taking pictures, to making videos, to making podcasts, mm-hmm. to editing all those things, to branding. So when I'm meeting someone who's interested in walking the path or one of the paths that I have walked, not only do I know how to do it, but I have several examples of my work to show them and say, these are the type of things that I've created and I know how to create these things and I can support you to do that. So it's really cool to just have that faith in your journey and just say, okay, maybe in the future I would like to be fully invested in this and spending all my time here, but in the meantime I'm going to master whatever I'm supposed to master.
Absolutely. Yeah, you just learn so much, and I find it such a great confidence booster too, because some of that stuff is not easy, like building a website or like doing like an email funnel or whatever. Like you're learning these brand new things that you're probably like, it might not come supernatural to me, to a person. Like for me, I definitely had some learning curves, but I was like, whatever, I'm going to figure it out. And then you do, and you're like so proud of yourself. And it's like reinforces, like, I can do hard things. Like I can figure stuff out, and you just get that under your belt. It's funny. I was just messaging with a woman before we got on, and she was asking me how to set up an opt-in. And I'm like, I have walked this path. I know how to do this. It's no right. big deal. But I remember being frustrated, like, how do you do this?
Totally. So. And I encourage people to teach and share what they learn all the time, because a lot of people can have imposter syndrome and they can say, if I haven't done XYZ, if I don't have a PhD, if I don't have this, I'm not qualified to teach. And it's, you just need to know more than the person you're teaching, because an opt-in may be very simple for some people, but this woman didn't know how to do it. So if you're teaching her, then that's very valuable, right? So we all have something to teach, and usually the fastest path to mastery is teaching. I did a yoga teacher training and I learned a lot of information, but I learned so much more when I started teaching and applying what I had learned and interacting with people. So I just invite everyone to recognize that there is someone they can support, and that's going to nourish both of you when you start engaging in that process.
Yes, so true. And like just what you were saying about the imposter syndrome, it reminded me of something that came up for me when I started solely speaking to HSPs and being like, okay, I'm going to be a mentor. I had this imposter syndrome around, I'm not a therapist. I don't have that title. I don't have that schooling. And I felt, oh my gosh, like just nervous. Are people going to take me seriously? All of that. I was passionate about this. And what I found is like, there's people find so much value in you just showing up and sharing your story authentically. And yeah, like you said, you just have to be a few steps ahead. And so I really learned that there's a ton of value in me sharing my own lived experiences and like the very practical things that I do that support me as a sensitive person. And now it's cool because I have opportunities where I have other therapists that are reaching out to me wanting to do collaborations, so I can bring them in to get their perspective and their expertise, but I can also be creative and storytelling with my approach, which has always been important to me. I've never been like, these are the facts. Like, it's just not my vibe. So it's cool because you're right. You just have to be a little bit ahead, and people can learn a lot just listening to your stories.
Totally. So now, just unrelated to your work, do you know your sun sign and your rising and your moon signs?
Yeah. So Gemini sun, and then I am a Virgo moon and a Virgo rising. So
yeah. How does that play out in your experience, you think?
So the Gemini, I'm very curious. I love connecting with people. I'm like a huge communicator. That's always been me. And then the Virgo, I only about the Virgo, like probably, I don't know, 3 years ago. And it makes tons of sense because I'm, even though I'm always flowy in my approaches, I literally never drop the ball. I literally always catch every detail and I'm very strategic and all of that. So I feel like I mentioned before, it's a structure and then the flow in between. So the Virgo is like the structure and the Gemini is like the airy, like ideas person part mm-hmm. of me. So mm-hmm. it's interesting. Have that
sounds
earth
like a,
in there.
Sounds like a good balance.
Yeah, it actually pretty, it works pretty well.
Yeah. Okay, finish the sentence. The music I feel most inspired by now is?
I love just, honestly, I love a lot of music that doesn't have lyrics where I can just like really be in tune with the beats. So a lot of the music I listen to, this is a long not answer or finishing the sentence, but I can't explain it. It's just this, the music that kind of just like resonates at a soul level. There doesn't have to be words. It's just something that feels soothing to the soul. I love like Odessa and music like that.
Mm-hmm. So like that dancey vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yep. And are you still in Southern California?
I am. Yes. I am married now and I have a cat and my husband and I live in a cool little rural place out here. So
that's amazing. I love it. So the ideal weekend for you, if you don't have to work, is?
I would start my morning with a yoga practice or Pilates, spend time outside, maybe go to the beach, read a good book, have a great dinner, and also have some time where I get to just create, just write, create. I honestly love creating graphics. I think that's so fun. So good mix of creation, good food, outdoor time.
Amazing. Sounds like a pretty ideal weekend. And how can people, if they're inspired by your path and your story, how can they work with you now?
Yeah, so my main way would be through my membership community for HSPs. It's like a learning community for highly sensitive people. And we also meet up on Zoom once a month. So that's like the best way to work with me at the moment. My membership is closed right now, but will be open again early 2022. And I'm working on some other ways for people to work with me, probably a course in the future, probably have some workshops coming up. So yeah, I'm excited about all that.
Cool. So if they're curious now, is there like a waiting list they can join for the membership community or something like that?
Yeah. Yes. So if you go to my Instagram, Life by Alyssa, the link in my bio, it'll have the wait list and all sorts of like resources to work with me in other ways too.
Very cool. Well, that feels pretty complete to me. I love hearing the story, your spirit just driving you to really be your most authentic self, and the life you created for yourself is really beautiful. Is there anything else you would like to share, like people to know?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the last thing I would share is just anyone who's listening to this who has always felt like they're too sensitive or too emotional or anything like that. I just want you to know that your sensitivity, the way you are, is you're created that way for a reason and there's always a gift in it. So I would just encourage you to remember that because it's the truth.
Amazing. If you want to connect with Alyssa more, her Instagram is Life by Alyssa, where you currently have, I don't know, like 40,000 people or something.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. She's been able to establish herself as an authority there in the space and support a lot of people to get to know themselves better and just heal. So I love looking at her content and just your being and the way you show up is inspiring. So thank you for coming on to share.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, fam, until next time. All right, fam, I hope you enjoyed that episode of Dharma Glow. We're here to inspire you and to elevate your consciousness so that you can live a life that leaves a legacy of love. If you enjoyed what you heard here today, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, sign up for the email list at dharmaglow.com, and stay connected. Spread the word, because what we're doing here is essential to the formation of New Earth. As long as we stay connected, we can't lose. Much love. This is Dijon. I'm out.